From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $1 million bail set for a Los Angeles man wanted on suspicion of child molestation in Humboldt County. It extended back to last year. He was arrested yesterday in southern Humboldt. At about 3:45 p.m. Thursday, deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office saw a vehicle associated with Ramey warrant subject Michael Thomas Franco traveling through Garberville. Deputies conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle near the 700 block of Redwood Drive, taking Franco into custody. Franco was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Resignation from Humboldt County Planning Commissioner Kevin McKenney. That resignation coming after McKenney, who owns a construction company, was cited for violating state and federal environmental laws on land that he owns in Eureka. Back in January, the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board informed McKenney of the violation, saying inspectors from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers toured the property in November and found unpermitted grading, vegetation removed, and construction, including the installation of a drain and underground outfall pipes. McKenney did admit to doing the work. Six Rivers National Forest Recreation staff have been hard at work getting the forest campgrounds ready to open for the busy Memorial Day weekend. With 18 developed campgrounds, as well as many more rustic, dispersed camping sites throughout the forest, there are many opportunities. Most of the forest developed campgrounds are equipped with a vault of flush toilets, fire rings, stoves, tables, and parking for two vehicles. Some have electrical hookups, many have hosts. There are two important developments for the 2018 camping season. First, potable water will only be available at Perch Creek and Oak Bottom campgrounds. There will be flush toilets at Panther Flat and Patrick Creek campgrounds, but there will be no water for the campground sinks and showers. Campers are advised to bring plenty of water for drinking, cooking, and cleaning with them, along with water for extinguishing fires. Also, there are no reservations available for Fir Cove and Mad River campgrounds. City of Fortuna giving away compost for your property or place of residence beginning on Monday, June 4th, continuing until Friday, June 8th. Loading hours will be from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day at the facility located at 180 Dinsmore Drive. As per the city's biosolids management plan, the public's limited to 2.5 cubic yards, roughly one full-size pickup truck load of material per address. Small pickup trucks should hold about 1.5 cubic yards. Everyone will be required to sign a hold harmless release of liability when picking up the compost. Also, drivers have to have proper tarps for covering compost while transporting from the facility. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.